We should start a choir.
Mumble more than normal, is that, yeah. Whistle.
Thirty?
Still print it.
Give it a break. Glasses. Okay, we have a quorum. It is 3:30. Have we heard from Manny or Mr. Lateef? Okay. Give it a minute or two. Get my paperwork straight.
Do we have a sign and sheet?
Thank you. Somebody is on top of that.
Thank you.
It should be.
Yeah, I invited a couple residents too, so we'll see, maybe they'll turn up.
Yeah, Jack, if you go to madera.gov/ADA, it'll take you straight to the page for the ADA Advisory Council, and they're listed there.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Afternoon.
Hi, Mr. Lateef. Welcome. Here's the sign in.
What's a good number to reach you if I have to, when you ask me something, what's a good number to reach you at if I have, if you tell me something and I don't want to?
She signs them all. I actually just, I told her, I said, get your signature digital and then do it in a PDF.
That's my last one.
She always signs them all, hard copy, yeah.
Sign in. Okay, it is 3:32. Call to order at 3:32. Who's got my gavel? Could we have roll call, please?
Chairperson Becker?
Present.
Vice Chair Riche?
Yes, ma'am.
Advisory Council Member Gomez, absent. Advisory Council Member Ortegon?
Here.
And Advisory Council Member Lateef?
Present.
Advisory Council Member Smith?
Here.
And Advisory Council Member Robbins?
Here.
Okay. So we'll move on to public comment. The first 15 minutes of the meeting are reserved for members of the public to address the Advisory Council on items which are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the council. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. Speakers will be asked to identify themselves and state the subject of their comment. If the subject is an item on the agenda, the chairperson has the option of asking the speaker to hold comment until that item is called. Comments on the items listed as public hearing on the agenda should be held until the hearing is opened. The council is prohibited by law from taking any action on matters discussed that are not on the agenda, and no adverse conclusion should be drawn if the council does not respond to public comments at this time. Do we have any public comments? No, Jack? Nothing? Nothing? Okay, well, let the record show we do have a member of the public, Jack Porter, in the audience.
No.
And nobody else, evidently. So, okay, so has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes, the previous minutes? We'll take a minute.
Yes, I've seen them.
I make a motion to accept them.
I second that motion.
So approved.
Nope.
All those in favor.
Take a vote.
All those in favor. Say
all those in favor say
aye.
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 Is there a second? We did that. Motion passes unanimously. So that moves us on to item number one on the agenda.
Item number two. Discussion and direction on purchase of promotional materials for the fair. So we did a quick inventory on what we have existing, and then the question is, what do you want to spend the rest of the money on? So we have still in a box stored away 53 coloring books still in our possession. We did not go through all of them last year, and we have a sufficient number of bracelets that you should be able to give them out to anybody that wants one this year. So the question is, if we purchase additional coloring books, how many? My only concern there is it's a minimum order of 500. And if we don't think we're going to hand out that many, then that's a lot to store. And that is the only book I can find. They haven't updated it. It's the same one. I know you had asked about that. It's an activity book. There are other items we could consider. So we have those coloring books. If we want to go with pens, actually Mr. Porter has one, the style that they sell. I don't know if you'd like to model your pen there. It's the javelin style pen. It has sort of, it goes in and out, so it's a little bit easier to hold. It's not straight. It has a little contour to it.
A decent pen.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, those are actually pretty reasonable right now. They're on sale.
Mm-hmm.
You could get $250, which is the minimum order, for just over $100. $500 for probably with setup and shipping, about $200. Another idea is you can get, there's 6x4, they call them scratch pads, basically like a little notepad.
Mm-hmm.
It's 25
mm-hmm.
sheet notepad.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum order is $300. That you could probably get for about $180 with setup charges and whatnot.
What's our budget?
We have $1,000 total. You've spent $350 to get the booth. You have, if you do anything else this year, so for example, later on your agenda is the decision whether or not to participate in the Old Timers Parade. It's been a couple of years since we've done that. It just depends where you want to spend the money. We also looked at, just so we were going by price, what's cheap and what can we get. The little hand fans, you know what I'm talking about, where it's on a stick and it has the cardboard.
Yeah, those are popular.
They're popular, but they're more expensive. Minimum order is $250, but that's going to cost you probably close to $300. Another idea was they have the little plastic holders that are about this big, and they hold Band-Aids, and they come with 5, and then you can refill them, so they go on like a purse. Those would cost you about just under $200 for $250. Another item that's on sale right now is the, like a 4-inch chip clip, you know what I'm talking about, and it has the magnet on the back, so it can actually go on the fridge to hold papers. But those run about $1 a piece, so minimum order is $250. You'd spend about $250 plus setup charges, so say $275 round numbers, maybe close to $3 when you get shipping in there.
I'm fairly familiar with all the tchotchkes they give away at the different booths, and I just don't see the educational value in a chip clip that says ADA Council on it. You know,
we were just looking at ideas,
trying to throw them all out there.
So.
And I'm sitting there and watching people dig into the baskets and stuff there, without even looking at what it says. So I don't know about everybody else, but I'm leaning toward an educational handout, like a coloring book that at least has some type of.
How about water balloons?
Councils? What about the councils?
Only if we can put water in them.
I like the idea of the coloring book as well, because you wind
booth?
Up, it'll have value to the people we want it to have value to.
So what about the crayons? You gonna get what was
crayons? No, everybody's got crayons.
We've done crayons before, but surprisingly the crayons weren't that popular. They wanted the book without the crayons. Pretty much any restaurant you go to right now with a kids menu, you get a 4-pack of crayons.
Yes, you do.
If you're like me and I have kids, I've got my little Gladware container overflowing with half-used crayons. Melt.
They would probably just,
So how much was the pencils?
We looked at pens, and the pens are actually pretty reasonable. You could probably do both coloring books and pens and not blow your budget. Done pencils before, but the feedback was people don't want a pencil.
They don't want pencils.
Well, that particular pencil. Yeah, that was the other one.
We've done several styles, and you have to beg people to take them.
I like the idea of doing the pens and the coloring books. I think that's the most bang for your buck.
And what's the price point on, what did we say, 500?
Okay, so the coloring books, and I can't remember if those had a setup charge, were $260 for 500 of them.
Okay. Okay, so that's very reasonable for 500.
The pens we could get for just over 100 for 250. Spend some money you want to get. And then 500 was $170 plus setup and shipping. So that gets a little closer probably to 200 by the time you add all that in. Yeah. So you have 650 left.
Yeah, definitely the coloring books. But I'm still... There's got to be another place where we can search. I know that this is the same issue that we have. There's got to be more than one supplier of ADA coloring books. I mean, this can't be
you
the
know
only
what?
One.
Try. I Googled it. It's hard. There are printables that you can get online, but that's not. It's not the same. Then you're handing people a piece of paper, and that's never going to make it home.
Not as much fun. Because that one is just so tired and out of date. You know, it's like...
Would the Star Center...
One for next year.
Well, there's got to be another organization. We just have to find the right organization.
Like I said, there are some organizations that have them out there, but they're free printable. So then you print it on a white piece of paper or whatever color piece of paper you have.
Okay.
And it doesn't, you know, as opposed to handing someone the actual book, like, that they take home.
So what's the name of the company that you're looking at? That you're ordering
this from? Is all through 4 Imprint, which we've used before, and they have relatively good prices. And they have, we have never had issue with the product that they send. Yeah, very reliable.
I'll get the name of from,
yeah, let's
you know, look the ARC, because they have those kind of books that comes in that you order a whole lot of stuff from, too. I'll have to find out what's the name of the what it is.
Yeah. So do we have a agreement that we could research this just a little bit more? I think we have time.
You only have 50 days. You have 50 days till the fair. Right. And so.
I think we should move on.
You want to?
Yeah, because by our next meeting, I don't think you'll have enough time between August, mid-August.
You're going to end up paying for rush shipping if you wait for the August meeting.
Yeah.
So if what you tell me is you want coloring books for sure, you'd like to consider pens, I can look for a cheaper pen, but then you're going to get into the fact that it's cheap.
I'm not actually sure pens are a good investment. I mean, everybody has them. We're surrounded by credit unions and even mosquito abatement has them. You know, I mean, it's like there's a surplus of pens. I think there's pen fatigue. But if we want to be...
I think the bracelets and the coloring books are great because you're passing them out to kids.
Yeah.
And that's who you're going
for
anyway.
That's the target.
To me.
And along with the sticker board, the educational, and then we'd have some money left if we want to do something later in the year. Maybe a booth at the parade.
Right.
Or something else. That's we have good. A little bit of money, and then it rolls over in the next year. If what?
And then we'll have coloring
books. No, it goes back into fund balance. You have to make a new request.
Okay.
But we'll have coloring books left over for the old timers parade, and probably bracelets left as
you'll
well.
You'll have coloring books for a couple years.
Yeah.
Well, we gave.
Yeah, just do the coloring books and call it a day, and then.
Right. The same old coloring books.
Yeah, we'll have some kind of not too melty.
In the spring, sweethearts. So we're all right.
Yeah, some little gimme candy thing, and then so we're going to skip the pens. What's the consensus? Order the coloring books, skip the pens, and bank the money.
Yeah.
For something later in the year, or more coloring books, or something.
I move that we get the coloring books.
I second it.
All righty. I think Dennis has to get back to work.
Okay.
And then can we hear, can we hear some more about the old timers parade?
How about it cannot be shopping bag with a sign of ADA?
Mm-hmm. Those cost a lot
expensive?
Of money. Yep. Yeah.
They're about $3.
Plus everybody gets them from the city booth and the credit union.
That's true. Well, those free bags, yeah.
Very expensive.
They're nice. They're
nice. But
how much is the parade fee?
The fee for the parade itself is $75.
Is that to be in it or on the...
That's in the parade. They haven't sent us the information on a booth in the park yet.
Who wants to be in the parade?
We still have the magnets from the last time.
The parade. How much clear?
Cynthia drove her vehicle, and we have the door magnets. We have the logo, and we have the actual disability symbol.
You take the good car, Dennis?
I don't know if he wants magnets on his doors.
Oh, yeah, it won't hurt it. It's been done.
It's been done.
Okay, do we have a volunteer?
Well, we're not on that agenda item yet, though, Madam Chair. I know you are excited for it. So you're on item three.
Review of the letter of support to the City of Madera Transit Advisory Board regarding the bus stop at Walmart.
I think you're on the...
Wrong agenda again.
Or the minutes or something, yeah.
Okay.
Three, the fair booth...
Setup, staffing.
Setup, staffing, and tear down. So I just need to know how you guys want to go about this. Do you want me to send out a sign-up sheet, and you can say, yes, plug me in on this day for 2 hours? That's kind of what we did last year, trying to fill in the blanks. What do we think is a good shift length? Is 2 hours?
I'm not prepared to sign up today, so yeah, I was going to have to do it by email.
Yeah, two's a minimum. You know, four is a better window, but because okay. You got all that trouble of parking and getting in there, and then you just turn it around and leaving. You know, so I spent quite a while there last year.
Okay, so I'll put that together and I will email it out. So watch your inboxes, and then as you can. Fill in the blank so we can make sure we have it covered. I did put in the request. There's only one, the police department has a booth, but they put it by the gate intentionally. There's one other department, water conservation, that has requested a booth, and I did put on our request for a booth that we would like to be next to each other. So we'll see if the fair is able to accommodate that.
And away from the wheel at Madera Irrigation District.
You can only get so picky.
Okay.
And we're going to have the sticker board, right?
Betcha.
Okay. And then flags. So we need some money for flags.
Yes, we'll bring the flags from stacks. Yeah, we got flags.
Got that covered? Okay.
Wendy, down here, I'm sorry if I'm repeating what's already been said, but teardown schedule?
So teardown is normally the Sunday evening shift, and I just need to know once we do it, if whoever's closing Sunday is taking it with them, or if I need to pick it up on Monday.
I did it on Monday morning, and I'll be glad to do that again. That's okay. No problem.
And then actual setup is anytime that week before the fair starts. It's open all day long. Usually we try and go in a morning. I don't know if anybody would like to assist with that. Otherwise, Diana and I usually take care of it. When it's cool.
If you wouldn't
is that
mind.
On a month? What day is that?
It's any of the days. Usually it falls the holiday week, so we usually go Tuesday or Wednesday morning.
I don't mind. I can come in the morning. I can kind of help you in the morning.
Well, and it's just the banner and the coloring books and the, because the fair sets up everything.
It takes
else.
A little while to haul it all in and set yeah, it up, oh yeah. So help is appreciated.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can help with that too.
Dragging a ladder down there. And
I don't mind hauling it away.
I can help because I have a truck also, so I can help too.
Oh, good.
That'd be good, so because we didn't have our banner on the back up last time.
Yeah, yet. Pregnant Wendy didn't climb ladders.
Yeah, pregnant Wendy does, but pregnant not Tim could do that.
Look at
Tim, not pregnant, could do it.
Yep, it is a lot of work. I can
just people look and see it visually.
Well, and if they're standing in front of it, everybody else walking by is not
right.
And they don't know
informed. They don't know what the heck we're doing there anyway. Okay, so I think we have that taken care of. Number four, discussion on responses received to the letter regarding accessibility. Concerns at the post office that were sent to Senator Feinstein and Congressman Jim Costa. Wendy?
So we did send out the three letters, Senator Feinstein, Senator Harris, and Congressman Costa. We received responses from Senator Feinstein and Congressman Costa's offices. And in both cases, we had to sign a release. Chairperson Becker took care of that. We completed it with the city's information, obviously not her personal information. And so now they say that they will advocate on our behalf. So as we get more information from them, we'll just keep trickling it down to you. But both offices indicate that they will work on resolution for the issues. So,
yeah, that's really encouraging news. Mm-hmm. So that's the best we can hope for at this point. So do we have any discussion or comment on that?
I think it's important that our council is also advocating as well, not just our ADA council, but it's also the city council's job to advocate that, to move it, you know, the political hierarchy is that our city council should also compose a letter maybe as well requesting them to look at that. Yeah. That's my belief. That's the only way it's going to go anywhere.
I think we copied them on our correspondence, our outgoing correspondence, didn't we, Wendy? City Council, they're aware? No?
You know what I can do, though? I can forward it to them. At this point, though, the way their offices work is you send in a letter, and they send you back this release, and then they want to assign it to someone. So the letter of support from the city council, I think, would have made more sense when we were sending our initial correspondence. But I'll forward that to them, advising them that Senator Feinstein's office and Congressman Costa's office have offered to assist and advocate, and just make them aware of that, because then they can also, through their own interaction, I think, show their support.
I agree.
Should we copy the post office, the postmaster?
No.
At this point, we're past that. That's why we contacted the federal representatives.
Well, you know, 10 or 12 years, what the heck? Okay, so we got discussion on participation in the Old Timers Parade.
All right, so.
Thunderbird?
I think it's a great idea, and if you'd like the idea of using my car, that's fine.
Which car?
The Thunderbird.
All right. Yeah, you're driving.
Is on September 28th, so I just want to make sure we all know the date.
December 28th?
No, September. September 28th. Sorry if I misspoke. September 28th, which is a Saturday, right? It usually is. Just making sure they didn't change it on us this year. Yes, it's the last Saturday in September.
And you're driving, right?
Unless you want me to drive it, then I'll.
Who wants to sit in it?
Yeah, and do the wave.
Elbow.
Balloons, streamers, what are we going to do?
We have magnets. I can show them to you before you leave. They're stuck to a metal file cabinet right now. We want to make sure they stayed flat. Because if we had, you know, shoved them in a drawer, they would get all bent. Mm-hmm. So we have those. We have the big banner. I don't know that. I think when Cynthia put on her car, she tried to do it with like a PVC frame. That didn't work so well. But the door, either that or I don't know if anybody wants to walk or
they can hand out candy or.
Yeah, I don't know if you're allowed to hand out candy.
I don't know.
You walk and hold the banner.
You're not. Oh. I didn't think so.
Sorry, Jack.
No, you're not allowed to throw candy.
Oh, come on.
Tunk.
Can't pelt the children with hard candy. Sorry. No fun. What's the fun in that? Okay, so what other ideas do we have? What's the purpose? I mean, other than being in the float?
Awareness.
So do we have a leaflet or an outreach portion that goes with this?
How much is the booth to set up, and what do you think of booths?
They haven't. So the parade and the fair and the park booths are separate. And so the park booth information hasn't come yet.
Okay.
I will do my best to find out who's in charge of that this year.
We got
historical
meeting.
Society. You know.
So we just set it up just like we do the fair, huh?
And just like a card, well, I think it'd be more like a card table because it's small.
Oh, we have 8 foot. Historical Society.
Are we talking in Courthouse Park?
Yeah, the booths that are in the park at the end of the parade.
End of the parade.
That'd be the time.
So the parade is $75 to be in it.
And then the booth will be something. I don't know what.
And is there a possibility that because we're a volunteer nonprofit situation that they'll cut us a break?
Usually not, but we can
beg.
Ask, but I mean.
Because that's going to diminish if we have to cough up another 75.
We're not like a 501c3.
Right.
We're a municipal corporation, so
we're not.
We don't likely have to pay the fee.
Are we talking about the parade?
I'd rather have.
Yeah. So even passing out flyers about the ADA, the history of the ADA, or what the ADA do.
We would have. Yeah, that's an option. I think we have some flyers or some literature, for but.
Sure. We would need to update it, but we can at all. It's not cheap to print, though.
Right.
You're printing in full color, two-sided folded pamphlet.
Right. So, you know, we need to discuss where we're going to put our investment. And
so, yeah, I guess part one of the questions is, do you want to do both, or do you want to find out about only doing a booth and not doing the parade?
I mean, the parade is nice.
It's fun.
It's fun, but you're going to get...
Wave you.
You get only a momentary...
Well, if you're going to ride in the car, why not just do the signs in the car that you're going to drive in the parade and not do a booth?
Well, because then we lose the contact that we could get in the Courthouse Park, the one-on-one interactions that we get at the fair. And I've been in Courthouse Park with the booth for the animal shelter, and, you know, it's a different topic, you know, certainly, but you get much more intimate public contact and questions and participation where...
Yeah, but we're just going to be at the fair on that early part of the month, right?
I kind of see what you're saying. That's a good point. We're going to be at the fair. You're going to kind of see the same
duplicate
faces.
I mean, there'll be different people there, obviously.
Let's take a vote. We want to do the parade or the booth?
I like the idea of just the parade.
I agree.
Parade?
I say parade, too.
I say parade. What about?
Yes.
Parade it is.
Parade it is. So park booth, no. Parade, yes. We'll send in the form then, and then as we get more information back, we'll just coordinate.
All righty. Well, that brings us to number six, oral reports by staff and advisory board members. Wendy, have you got anything?
A new idea. You could hand out coloring books as you walk down the parade route.
Bracelets. Let's hand out bracelets.
I don't want to store these suckers.
I would like that.
Well, I tell you what. We'll store the coloring books at Dennis's.
Not for Dennis.
It's always room for more.
Yeah.
There's plenty of room under this table. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm wondering about the sidewalk being closed on the corner of Yosemite and E Street since that fire. No. Mm-hmm.
No, the chain link, because we just came up E Street the other day and my husband was turning left, so we had to sneak, you know.
So if you're going down the sidewalk
to AM/PM, you can't get
there. You're walking in the street. Mm-hmm. And the only thing stopping traffic from is those orange cones.
Is there a sign? I didn't look because we were driving that tells people that we'll use the sidewalk on the other side from the block up or not.
There are no signs.
No, I didn't see a sign either.
I've been watching that, and I don't understand why. I mean, the property has been leveled. It's dirt. I don't understand unless there's hazardous waste in the dirt. Why
shouldn't it be? Because we did some testing because of the intermodal facility right there, and there were some concerns from staff there. So before we let them reoccupy, we had a company come out.
Well, as a layman, I wouldn't think there would be because they're not doing anything about it. But it doesn't make sense to me. Maybe is it engineering or planning or streets?
You know, in all honesty, I'd have to, because that's Caltrans through there. I don't know if it's our sidewalk or theirs. My guess would be
the East Street.
East Street should be the city.
East Street would be ours, but the Yosemite
the same situation.
Side would probably be Caltrans. But I'll ask the question.
Well, it could be the property owners.
Yeah, but the property owners can't. Are they going to leave it there like that indefinitely?
You would think they would have it on the.
It's public right of way. The property owner has to maintain it, but it's public right of way. I'll ask engineering.
I don't see any reason for it to be there like that.
Okay. I'll ask.
And it's quite a hazard to have to walk down the street.
It is.
Yep.
Especially as uneven as the pavement is. Mm-hmm. We know that from past lawsuits.
Yep.
Okay.
Tim, anything to report?
I have nothing.
I have nothing either.
Okay. I had a brief interaction with the folks from HUD last night at the CBG meeting and kicked around some options for seniors and disabled housing. And I was made aware of something they call permanent supportive care, which is a no-length rent subsidy. So it appears that the city, one of the city agencies or somebody, could apply for a grant for CBDG services. And this may be CAPMC territory.
Sorry, are you saying it qualifies under CDBG?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that it was highly suggested that we utilize it, and that was from the coordinator, Mr. Kurt Klaus. who's been here all week. And he was very encouraging that that would be a way to at least address some immediate need for seniors and disability. And it could be homeless disability, could be straight up disability, could be seniors. So it's a rental assistance program. And he actually, Jorge would know more, but he actually had a formula where it's, after a certain point, it becomes self-sufficient because the tenants contribute something to the effort. So it sounds to me like it'd be really something we should look into. And I don't know if it's within our purview to recommend or endorse, but I was very encouraged by it. And it's the first I'd heard of it. And that would also include something along in the planning. He said something about planning grants. So that's, again, that's a Jorge question, I think, or Yvetta. And then as I was pestering a young man in a power chair with a flag on Riverview, okay, about dark, 2 or 3 days ago. And here it is, you know, traffic, two-way traffic, and here he is in this power chair, and I've got the flag, and I'm like following him down the street. And he looked at the flag, and he said, well, it's a little too long, you know, because it's too high, so we have to make some kind of adaptation for that. And I was thinking if they come over to the store, your guys could saw that off to their,
cut that off for the pair of
right.
Side cutters.
Snippers.
Yeah. Snippers, but I mean, it's fiberglass, so it's tough. So that'd be a backroom operation for you. And I told him that, I sent him over. I said, well, you know, if you do change your mind, go over to GBS Hardware. And then he said to me, and he looked around, I said, so let's get you on the sidewalk, you know, because I was concerned for his safety. And he's about 25, 30 years old and, you know, way too hip to be riding a flag. And he looked at me and he says, lady, says, it's too dark and I can't see the cracks and the gaps in the sidewalk with my power chair. And for once in my life, I was speechless. Streetlights and sidewalks. So, I mean, that was, and he just thanked me and shook my hand and rode off. But, I mean, that is what we're dealing with here. And it was just, you know, so succinct and so powerful. Couldn't ride on the sidewalk. And he had little reflectors on his power chair. But, you know, he's putting his life at risk because he can't ride on the sidewalk. So our curb cuts and all that stuff are just, you know, kind of a drop in the bucket if they can't use the sidewalks with the tree uplift. So
one night some guy was yelling out in my neighborhood, he was calling for help, and I looked out my window and I saw this figure on the ground, and some guy had gone down 9th Street towards my house, towards K, and then the sidewalk stopped, and then it's grass.
In a power chair.
And he had one leg too. And he fell.
Fell out of it.
Because he hit grass, and the grass is lumpy. There's no sidewalk there. And I didn't want to talk about it because I don't want to have to put the homeowner have to put in a sidewalk. It's going to cost a lot of thousands of dollars for them. So I didn't say anything. But the cops came and the family came and picked him up. He was okay. But yeah, at night when you're traveling like that, you can't see where you're going. It's best to stay off the sidewalks, especially in my neighborhood.
And I have
it goes back to that whole thing of this. Homeowners are responsible to fix their sidewalks, not the city. So therefore, they don't get fixed, and therefore they're crumbling or they're broken or they're, and it's not safe.
That's more a CBD
and Fresno needs to.
Can I ask a question? Because I don't know. Just like a bicycle is required to have lights. I mean, should a power chair have lights at night, like the headlight and the tail? I don't know if a bike has to have a headlight, but
no, I don't.
They have to have the lights in the back flashing, don't they?
I think they do have to have something in the front.
They usually have reflective.
So I'm talking like on a real bicycle, you have to have more than a
blinking red light.
I don't know.
You have to have a blinking red light. They sell them right at Walmart.
Bicycles.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea.
They should come with the power chairs.
Well, they should probably look at it. A power chair wouldn't be somebody.
They shouldn't be in traffic to start with. But.
Yeah, but they can't legally ride a bicycle on a sidewalk, and a power chair probably shouldn't be in the street.
Yes, especially at night.
Yeah, except for that sidewalk crack thing.
Yeah.
So, and then
the streetlights are out. That's.
You had a concern last year about the nice handicap platform they put up at the fair. Could you tell us about that? Remember how the stage the handicap flat platform.
Oh, the stage, the concert. There was a platform they put up.
A beautiful platform.
To be able to house people.
On the main stage, the grass area?
Yeah, they put a temporary metal thing there. And
ADA.
What was my concert?
That you couldn't get through the grass to where they had put it in a very prominent central position, and then there was a bunch of probably 100 feet.
Oh, and it would be
yards,
hard for
100 yards of
right,
grass.
So if someone was pushing someone in a wheelchair, it'd be real hard to get them through that grass area in order to reach that
lovely platform.
Platform, yeah. So that was just having, you know, something.
Do you want to maybe see if we can just send Tom Mitchell at the fair a note?
Yeah.
Wendy?
Sorry, I was trying to find the bike light.
Yeah, I wonder.
She's been breaking the law.
Well, you liked the sign, right? What do we want to send him a note about?
The placement of the handicap platform at the fair.
To have a
concert stage.
To have a the
adjacent to pavement.
Adjacent to pavement.
Which would be behind this.
Would be, yeah.
We can put it on the August agenda to talk about what you want to ask for.
To extend, have a ramp that goes out.
We can't go that far today because it's not agendized.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that. So, yeah,
we should have done it sooner because
the ramp out, a metal ramp all the way up.
Yeah.
It can be a temporary ramp that goes from
the
edge of the grass that follows it up to where it goes up to the stage.
But what would the ramp be made out of?
Aluminum, just like the thing itself.
It's kind of far for aluminum.
So I can get the agenda title correct for next month.
Well,
this is access to
the handicapped,
the disabled stage, temporary stage for disabled viewers to have access. No, that they.
Because we tried to go last year, and you decided it wasn't worth the.
No.
So you actually want to be able to have the disabled adults to be able to get closer to the stage. They need an area that they can get up on.
So they had one, but it was hard to get to. Was that the issue?
Yeah, there was too much grass and too much rough terrain between the pavement.
They can't access it.
They can't. Thank you. Accessibility on that. But it's a little bit late for this year's fair. They're already in overdrive. So,
well, we can put it on the August agenda, and I can actually reach out to them between now and then and see what their plans are for the year. Maybe ask if they could actually come and discuss.
And it's a beautiful, I mean, I don't want to fault them one bit. It's a beautiful, gorgeous, expensive, multi-leveled deal. It's beautiful, but there weren't many people on it because of the access.
Yeah, you get older people out there or something, they can't push that.
Yeah. Yep.
Unless they have a motor. Right, exactly.
Okay.
I have something that here at City Hall, actually. I got here early and I was zooming around the building. And I came from the back down whatever street that is back there. And I don't know if you, when you come to a driveway, it's really steep to go down. And then there's the driveway, and that's really steep to get back on the sidewalk. And then you can find that you go to the next driveway. It's really steep. It's about this steep.
On city property?
Where were you?
On that road right there. You know the road that takes you out to the...
H
Street. That, yeah,
it takes by the well site to the back parking lot.
Right, and then takes you to the freeway. Yeah, I was on that sidewalk.
Okay, so and it's the driveways in the back parking lot.
It's really, yeah, it's really steep, and also, so then I turned into the city council parking lot, and then, or the city parking lot, and then I couldn't get up on the sidewalk because there was no curb cut there, so I get on the sidewalk, so I had to go through the parking lot. To go all the way down to the disabled ramp, and then I went up that way. So I don't know why that wasn't checked. I haven't been out there in years, but I don't know why that wasn't checked when they redesigned this place. But anyway, it'd be easy curb, little curb cut there, and a I don't know how they're going to fix those sidewalks because they're just so steep when they get to the driveways there. I think there's two driveways.
So they're non-compliant curb cuts is what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, not, no.
Or they were built before the slope, but I'll talk to Public Works.
Yeah, thank you.
I noticed the flag which you have made. It is hard to tie with every chair, being electronic chair, every different. Mm-hmm. And it's the bottom side, it is hard. Even I tried 2-3 times. I put on one person and I tried second. No, I don't want to. Because it cannot handle it correctly and not strong and not tied fully.
We've been using zip ties just as a temporary.
I had zip ties.
You couldn't zip tie it?
The design is different.
Okay.
It is hard to, it has to note how to tie.
Some flags, if you want, I can give you some U-bolts. Maybe the U-bolts would
U-bolts might work,
U-bolts,
yeah.
U-bolts might work better.
Yeah. Or we can just send them over to you.
Fine too.
Yeah, because you got all the nuts and the bolts over there. So, but I think there's also a liability if we're working on somebody's chair and we scratch it. We have to be real cognizant of that kind of thing. So.
And they're not cheap. Some chairs are very expensive.
But that's a good observation. So, what would the solution be? What do you think?
It means it should to look the every wheelchair different, and then has to assess how to tie it.
Well, that's why the zip ties are kind of universal.
Is different. Its design is different, and it is hard to. It can fall down. Even the person is disabled. How he can handle it if it go down or just like that?
Well, we've usually been just giving the flag and then having their caregivers or family members or friends help them with the ultimate installation.
But one lady I was trying 4 days ago. She refused. It said, no, it cannot handle. I say, I will tie it. Well, she said, no.
Oh, shoot.
Well, thank you for trying.
It's okay.
Just educate.
Tell her to go see Dennis.
And the last week, I attended here on invitation of the downtown housing.
Business Watch?
No, not Business Watch. The Madeira Veteran and Family Housing.
Oh, okay.
There was a reception. I was there.
Oh, good. I wanted to go so bad.
All right. How'd it go? Was it
good
meeting? Yeah. We're all excited.
Yes. You were not there.
No, I wasn't. I was off slacking someplace. So, all right. Anything else? Okay. It is 4:15. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you very much.
This thing you're showing me.
That's my latest project.
Because if I had to guess, those are original, and there's never been a need to change out the lock.
Yeah, but
the.
Only if it's in construction or update?
Well, that's not typically the public access route to the building.
I get in.
I know, but I know. In all honesty, I can't tell you why. Because facilities didn't change it out. I don't know.
Thank you for bringing that up. I noticed that right away. Yeah.
All righty. Thank you, Wendy.
Say no to panhandling. Contribute to the solution.
The sign I'm shopping around. Here's water.